Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I mean, my goodness, man. Just an outstanding performance. And quite frankly, you know, that's the way this team had performed the majority of the season. And I get where the concern and dwindling faith sort of came from, because the team didn't look like it looked when Carson Wentz was in there. But that's what the team looked like when Carson Wentz played. And I just mean from the explosive standpoint, the big plays, the ball down the field. This is really the first game that Nick threw down the field with success. Even the game against the New York Giants where he threw four touchdowns, most of those were intermediate passes.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, so this was the first game.
First big plays they've had.
Yeah, that they had huge plays. And it took some time. It took some time for them to get their chemistry going with the offense through the passing game and with Nick. And last night, I think it was just the perfect situation. The fact that the Vikings weren't going to let them run the ball. They're going to run a lot of single high coverage. Trust their corners on the outside. Dare Nick and these wide receivers to beat them. And then it took the confidence of the coaches to dial up this game plan, to attack it. Because they could have stayed conservative again and said, hey, we'll just run the ball and we'll take chances when we get a chance to, but we're going to do what we did against Atlanta. You know, but they didn't. They knew they had to throw the ball down the field. And Doug talked about that today during the little breakdown I had with him. They knew they had to take shots down the field.
And they
did
it.
Against that defense.
And they executed.
Yeah.
I mean, even the one play, and I didn't look at the coach's film, but even the play where Nick got sacked, he was looking to throw the ball down the field.
Yeah.
He was. He was looking to do it. All right, so the turning point in the game, Eagles leading 14-7, Ike. Vikings driving. They're at the 20-yard line. So take us through the play where Derek Barnett gets the sack that Chris Long recovers. So they try to – they double-team – Fletcher Cox with the tackle. Reef goes and does the double team on Fletcher Cox. The tight end that's in motion is supposed to then chip or block Derek Barnett.
Yeah, they turn the protection towards Fletch, which would have been to the right side of the offense, and the tight end was supposed to scan back to the back end to pick up Derek Barnett. Barnett too quick off the ball, didn't really give him much of a target to hit. He sort of whiffed at him. And they talk about this kid having ankle bend and being able to get around the corner. You know, he was able to cut that corner short. And the biggest thing he did was went after the football. You know, it used to be a time where guys wanted to put their helmet into the quarterback. You know, but
the big hit.
Yeah, it made you so aware of hitting these guys and possibly getting a penalty. Now they teach the guys, when you have an opportunity to come from the backside, go for that throwing arm. Go for the football. Knock the ball out. You know, knock the ball out. And that's what Derek did. And that was a huge play. It was 14-7, and Minnesota's in scoring range.
At least the field goal.
They're at least getting the field goal and making it 14-10. Mike Quick hit it right on the head. That's demoralizing. A 10-play drive where they answered the Eagles score. They come down the field. They're marching. They're moving the ball. Case Keenum is making some plays. I don't know why the hell the cornerbacks are playing 10 yards off Thielen and Diggs, but they're letting them pitch and catch the ball down the field, and then you have that play.
It changes the game.
Not only does it stop Minnesota from scoring, but the Eagles take it down and score.
Ensuing drive, like 7 plays, 76 yards, and it's capped by the 53-yard Foles to Alshon, where it's where Foles evaded Everson Griffin, and he launched it. And, I mean, you're talking about a game of inches in some cases.
I watched that
cases.
Play five times and still don't know how they – A, I don't know how they didn't sack him. B, I don't know how they didn't knock the ball out of his hands.
Something.
Because he's holding the ball with one hand like he's getting ready to throw it. And there's guys reaching, but you got Big V between Nick and Griffin. So he can't get to him. I think somebody was coming up the middle as well. and Big Brooks is sitting in the middle.
He did not have a lot of room to operate.
Yeah, and he somehow slid to his left while the whole time keeping his eyes down the field. And how about Alshon on the adjustment? He just went deep.
Yes, he did.
Went deep.
No, that's it.
Because the play was designed to go to Nick's left.
Yes.
They were running that little three levels to the left. It wasn't open. He had time to come back to the right.
It was a couple times last night where the original route wasn't there, and the Vikings defensive player just kind of went to sleep on it. Ertz, I think, on the one play, one of his gains, where he kind of was extended the play, and the safety fell asleep. And the defensive backs of the Vikings weren't very good yesterday. There was an injury, and there was just ineffective play with the other guys.
Yeah, listen, I said before the game, man, Tag 26.
I love it.
That's my guy, Trey Wayans. But I knew, I've watched him give up plays. And he doesn't play the ball very well in the air, especially deep. So I knew if you don't get completions, you're at least going to get potential pass interferences there on him.
Yep.
And so he was a part. He was a part. I think the only big passing play he wasn't a part of was the Alshon Jeffries 53-yard ball.
That one
That was Terrence Newman.
Yep. Yeah, I can picture Newman. Just you can see him kind of all stiff running down the field. Chuck in Jersey. What's up, Chuckles?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We are great. How are you?
Oh, I'm good, man. I'm good. I was at the game last night. That play where Darby took that guy and just crushed him was right in front of us. I'm like, right in that section right there, right on the goal line. And let me tell you something. Watching the Flyers game, watching them kick ass, and then I said, man, these guys are going to do it. Then when we went to the game, you just saw how confident they looked. They looked relaxed pre-game. There was no uptight, nothing. And, man, did they take it to the house, man. I had to score 42-13 to begin with. Everybody else, I don't know, they were pretty tight. But I went heavy on them. I kind of figured they were going to do it. And let me tell you something.
Yeah.
I hope nobody whines about not being respected because you know what? We don't want it. We don't need it. Players don't want it, and they don't need it. They're doing just fine without respect.
I agree. It kind of
that don't mean we ain't gonna keep playing that card though.
And you know what it is? It's
it again, Sam.
I'm listening and I'm watching this morning. I got everything on. I'm listening to podcasts on the way in. I'm listening to the radio station. The national people still aren't giving it up. This is what I heard a lot of today. Yeah, they had a good game yesterday.
Yeah.
They had a good game. Everybody picked against them.
Yeah. Well, they look better than anybody that played yesterday.
They scored 38 consecutive points.
On the Vikings.
Unanswered.
Yeah.
On the Vikings. Ooh.
The number one defense in the league. The Vikings give up 15 points a game.
Oh, my God. It's insane. And you know what? Keep it up. Keep it up.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.